DW.
It's been 4 years since the Paris Accord was signed, and it seems many nations are falling behind on emissions targets necessary to keep temperatures from rising more than 1.5 degrees Celsius before the end of the century. I spoke with DW's Irena Baños Ruiz on the line from Madrid about what's been discussed at this year's conference. I started by asking her what the top takeaways from the conference have been so far.
The main difficulty is to make countries agree on the way they want to move forward to limit global warming to 2 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels. So the lack of ambition is again a big issue here. We have to remember that with the current pledges of countries, we are on track for 3 or 4 degrees of warming by the end of the century. As well, the voice of those that are least developed is much less heard than those that have big economic power. But then the big new thing this year, of course, is the huge presence of young people. So I've seen much more young people than in previous COPs, and we've had many press conferences from Greta. Greta has been, unfortunately, the main event at this COP25, and I say unfortunately because she keeps saying the same message. We have to listen to the science, but instead we are focusing so much on her as a character, on whether she comes by donkey or by boat or by train, and we are losing the attention from the main message, and we are putting the future of the next generation at risk.
Let's dig into the policy a little bit more. Carbon markets are an issue that's been front and center at this year's conference. What has been proposed so far?
So the idea behind the carbon markets is that those who pollute more than they should under the Paris Agreement, they could buy the carbon credit that is left from other countries that do not pollute as much as they could. This is quite controversial because obviously then we are giving the opportunity again to rich countries to keep polluting as if nothing would happen, then they will only have to pay. We shouldn't forget that climate change is a global issue, so it emits those carbon emissions. They are still carbon emissions. But on the other hand, it's also a good opportunity for developing countries that have in place projects that offset carbon emissions. So, for instance, if India has some projects on clean energy, the CO2 that these countries absorb, they could also sell it to richer countries. It's kind of a complicated issue. And the main risk, of course, is that, you know, we focus too much on trading with carbon and we don't focus on limiting global emissions as a whole. It's important to point out anyway that carbon trade system already exists in different parts of the world. For instance, the European Union has a carbon trade system that works quite well. The idea of what governments and companies should achieve here in the COP25 is to regulate those markets. So how to make it global and how to make them homogeneous all around the world.
Public health also seems to be a central concern this year. The World Health Organization's Director of Public Health and Environment, Maria Naira, warned that the causes of climate change go hand in hand with the causes of air pollution. At a press conference last week, she had this to say.
I'm talking about 7 million premature deaths caused by air pollution occurring every year.
How much has health as it relates to climate change been discussed at this year's conference, and what public health proposals are on the table to help those who are most affected?
I think the first thing is to keep in mind that everything or almost everything that is discussed at a climate conference has to do with health. Because as long as we don't limit global warming or reduce the impacts of climate change, health will suffer. So every measure, every decision taken here, even the carbon markets, have to do with the health impacts. So the WHO is trying to raise awareness during these days and also increase collaboration among different countries because, again, climate change is a global issue and it will also impact global health.
You also spoke with Greenpeace China representative Shuo Li about China's role in reducing global emissions. Let's have a quick listen.
You know, China is the largest economy and one of the largest economies and the largest emitter in the world. China is also becoming a powerful country in the world. And with that power, it also brings responsibility. I do think over time we should take more global responsibility. And to do that, we need to start at home. We need to cut our carbon emissions in a more rapid way and to embrace renewable energy also. And there's also a role for us to help the rest of the world with their clean energy development, and also to help them to shift away from their reliance on fossil fuel.
Now, according to the publication Carbon Brief, China is expected to be responsible for effectively all of the increase in global CO2 emissions in 2019. So while we've seen some progress from China on other environmental issues, it seems they're headed in the wrong direction with greenhouse gas emissions, particularly when it comes to building new coal-fired power plants. What is their delegation saying about their emissions, and what role are they playing overall at the conference?
We tried to talk with the Chinese delegation. We haven't managed. We haven't got an answer from them. And most of the people we've talked to, even the activists, they are reluctant to make a big criticism of the country. But in general, the country itself says that they are being very ambitious, that their goals are high, and that still they are a developing country, so they can't cut completely their CO2 emissions. And that's why that's their excuse also to keep opening new coal plants, etc. On the positive side, I think it's important to keep in mind that they are producing most of our solar panels, most of our electric batteries, and they are really ahead of us in terms of electrifying transport. There are cities in China that have almost all of their public buses already electrified, so they are really moving fast. They have interest in selling their technology, so I guess that could be a big push or a big motivation for them to take action. But of course, we can't expect them moving away completely from coal or fossil fuels because they also want to develop their economy. And that's something we really have to be aware of.
Thanks so much, Elena.
DW.